Inland from Bedalla is the once thriving mining town of Neregunda, now an isolated community of a dozen or so houses. Turning west from the coast, you cross the Turos River, climb the Neregunda Mountain, and then down along a narrow, steep, winding dirt road with plummeting drops into lush, temperate rainforest. Neregunda is a community that values its isolation. But with that isolation comes a dependence on landline telephones for communication with the outside world. There's no mobile reception, so when the landline service fails, the only way to report the fault is to use the Telstra public phone, located in a clump of bushes close to what was once the centre of a town, most of which is long gone and been overgrown. But when that public telephone fails as well, and all the phones in the district are out, then it's a big problem, as I found when I recently visited Neregunda and spoke with Marie Burdett.
No dial tone, same as at home, so everybody's out.
How often does it happen?
Pretty much every time there's a really bad storm. So three times this year it's happened to me already, I've had no phone.
I was here earlier when one of your neighbours came down and his phone's out, so it's not just that phone that's out, is it?
No, he came down to use this phone to report his phone out. But normally, when the rest of the phones are out, so is this one. I believe Telstra wanted to take it away at one stage, but we need it because there's no mobile reception out here. So it would be good if this one worked more regularly.
What do you do if that's not working and the phones aren't working?
If you've got a mobile, you can go to the top of the mountain, and which is about 10k, and you can get Telstra. You have to drive a little bit further into town to get Optus, and you have to go right into town to report it, as in Bedalla, which is 20 clicks away.
And that drive isn't like a trip to the local suburban shop. It means crossing a remote mountain on a narrow dirt road.
Well, you get used to it. As a local, we know our roads. They do grade it fairly regularly because of the log trucks. Most people obviously are going to call it like a rickety little dirt road, but it's a mountain road.
So for someone who's got a phone service in the suburbs of Melbourne or Sydney?
No, they would hate living here because we have no mobile reception. You can't get all your internet stuff unless you're satellite connected. You can't get free-to-air television. We don't have town water. We don't have garbage service. We don't have any cleaners for the town. No paved roads, no sealed roads. People would love it because it's a little bit away from modern life. Back over the mountain, everything's normal. But if you're connected constantly, you're someone that needs your phone 24/7, you wouldn't want to be here.